This is Degaris, Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is, two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 750. Ta-da! That's 750. Entitled, How Society Needs to be Changed According to the Masculists. Description. This flyer talks about what needs to change in society if humanity is not to wipe itself out with a crash in the population size. It mentions the bi-consciousing of society, the creation of a FIP society, the FIPping of women, the reform of the divorce courts, the creation of GECs, that's GEC's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, the men faring of the gender laws, the launching of government propaganda against the life leechers who refuse to fulfill their civic duty to have two kids per couple to stop the population crashing. Now the flyer itself. How Society Needs to Change, According to the Masculists, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email, profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website, profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Before I start talking about how society needs to change, I first need to explain why society needs to change. Otherwise, we die out due to the birth rate crash, and hence to the population crash that in time will wipe out humanity. Masculists put the primary blame for the situation on feminists, that is, monoconscious feminists, that is, feminists who only know the feminist half of gender politics and nothing about the other half of gender politics, that is, the masculist half. So I don't have their monoconscious feminist hatred of men for the ways that men oppress women, cancelled by their bi-conscious feminist hatred of women for the far worse ways that women oppress men. Monoconscious feminists are a pain in the ass for men to be with, so, not surprisingly, men choose not to be with such women and ignore them totally, not even pumping and dumping them. So nearly all men don't want to have relationships with misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, and choose to ignore them to death, telling these women to, quote, go fuck yourselves, literally, since we men won't. Women like you rot on the shelf, dying slow, lonely, miserable deaths due to men totally ignoring you, end quote. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, that is, genociders of the whole planet, wiping out the planet's entire population, which makes them public enemy number one. Bi-conscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocritical bigots who closed-mindedly refuse to see the masculist case, which makes them look utterly callous towards men's suffering at the hands of women. For example, take the case of a paternity fraudster woman who lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. So she's expecting that her man will accept being a manslave for 2 decades to help pay for a kid that is, capital letters, not even his. A major and horrible gender crime that millions of women commit against men on a daily basis, causing masculists to have a hatred against such women, wanting to put such women behind bars for 15 years for a greater gender crime against men than rape is against women, which typically gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Most masculists are bi-conscious. That is, they've had both their masculist and their feminist consciousnesses raised. That is, they see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too, and in fact far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women. To see this, compare the level of seriousness of men's gender crimes against women with vice versa. Monoconscious feminists complain endlessly about men's rape of women, men's sexual harassment of women, men's domestic violence against women, against patriarchy, against misogyny, etc. Anyone of either sex can see that the above gender crimes that men commit against women are small beer in comparison with what the masochists call their big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Anyone studying these big three realizes how horrible they are and notes the fact that they last decades, making them far worse in severity than vice versa. So biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as utter hypocrites and bigots who typically lash out at men publicly for the ways that men oppress women, as taught them by feminism, but are totally ignorant as to how much worse women oppress men. And it's this monoconscious gender political ignorance that so enrages masculists, biconscious masculists, who typically, when they come across monoconscious, hypocritical feminists who trash men in public, bite their fucking heads off in verbally violent, ideologically hateful masculist rhetoric, blowing these monoconscious feminists out of the room for their awful hypocrisy, for their bigotry, for their monoconsciousness, for their gender political ignorance. That is, their lack of biconsciousness. That is, their lack of knowledge of masculist ideas. Biconscious masculists understand why monoconscious feminists are angry at men. Take an extreme case, for example, that is the blockage of girls from attending secondary school and university in Afghanistan by the Taliban. According to GPT-5, quote, "Afghanistan is now the only country in the world where girls and women are forbidden from both secondary and higher education," end quote. Since I'm a self-declared bi-conscious masculist, that means that I'm also a male feminist. I'm appalled at this Taliban ban, which causes me to sneer at these Taliban males, whom I see as not only gender political fossils, but dumb. Since if Afghan women cannot become FIPs, that's FIP, financially independent persons, then that means that Afghan men remain man's slaves to women, thus manslaving themselves for decades, these dumb male Afghan fucks. Quote. If I were a Western female and monoconscious, then I too would be an angry feminist, lashing out at how men oppress women. I would not like to be raped, sexually harassed, domestically violenced, treated as a second-class citizen, and not have half of the real political power. I'd be a feminist, just out of a sense of fairness. I would definitely be a feminist, but hopefully a biconscious feminist. But the problem is that knowledge of masculist ideas has not yet spread widely enough for most feminists to have overcome their monoconsciousness, since they have not yet been exposed sufficiently to masculist ideas to make them do a U-turn in terms of their gender political orientation. Most feminists know nothing about masculist ideas, so remain, by definition, monoconscious, and hence, from the biconscious masculist point of view, MFBs, that's monoconscious, feminazi, bigots, and hence are detestable, ignorable, to be punished severely by men, by being forced to be manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, and left to die slow, miserable deaths, rotting on the shelf, because men, masculinized men, who in a few years will be most men, given the rate of spread of MGTOW and Masker's ideas, want nothing to do with monoconscious feminazi hypocrites and cunts. A few years ago, a famous poll was taken by Pew PW Research Center in the US, which showed that nearly two-thirds, that's 63%, of young men between 18 and 30, in capital letters, don't even date young women, claiming that such women were, in capital letters, undateable due to being, in capital letters, too poisoned by feminism. This is why Masker see feminism, monoconscious feminism, as the root cause of the geocide that is happening with the world's population. There are lots of reasons why young adults are choosing not to have kids, thus crashing the birth rate. For example, the cost of housing, female careerism, a higher standard of living resulting from being childless, etc. But with a little thought, it should be clear that if, in capital letters, two-thirds of young men refuse to even date young women, then that factor alone will be the dominant cause of the birth rate crash. Since if the large majority of men refuse to date young women, then obviously they're not going to bother giving young women their sperm. It should now be clear that monoconscious feminism should be seen as a cancer, as a geocider, and has something to be wiped out. So what is the best way of doing that? Maskless, by conscious maskless, have a simple answer to that question, namely, quote, teach society maskless ideas so that society becomes biconscious, exclamation mark, end quote. We now turn to answering the question in the very title of this flyer on how society needs to be changed. The short answer is that it needs to be biconscious. The whole population needs to learn about Masker's ideas so that monoconscious feminists can be converted to biconsciousness, which will make them a lot more likeable for men to approach, so that women will be a lot more capable of, in capital letters, keeping their boyfriends, so that their boyfriends will be a lot less likely to just walk out the door due to the monoconscious country of their girlfriends. But causing the whole culture, the whole planet, to become bi-conscious will not be enough to bring the birth rate back to the replacement level of 2.1 children per woman. In South Korea, which has the lowest birth rate in the world at 0.7 children per woman, is now freaking out over its catastrophic birth rate, which is so low that in a mere four generations, the South Korean population will be a mere 1% of its current level, that is, effectively wiping itself out. Do the math. Thus, the South Korean government needs to really listen to the opinions expressed above if it wants to save its population from wiping itself out. Even if nearly everyone becomes bi-conscious, that will not be enough to raise the birth rate. So what further needs to be done? The Masker's answer is that society needs to be fundamentally restructured, that is, made into a FIP society, that is, one in which both sexes, especially girls, are socialized and educated to be FIPs, that's financially independent persons, so that women pull their own financial weight equally with men, so that men are no longer man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. The core idea of Maskism is that it is a rebellion, in capital letters, by men against being man's slaves to women, working for decades for a woman. Maskers put enormous moral pressure on women to fit up, to get career-competent educations at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults and not, fluffy-style, expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades. Maskless are abolitionists who see man's slavery by fluffies as slavery and has something to be hated and a war issue. Masculists are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them out by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. This is the end of part one.